This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The killing of the Islamic State group's leader marks a big foreign policy win for U.S. President Donald Trump. But as AP Sagar Magani reports, the fight against the militants is not over.
The president says it was the biggest terror leader takedown ever.
This is the one that built ISIS and beyond, and was looking to rebuild it again.
But terror experts like Jenna Jordan say the group doesn't need to be rebuilt. Its ideology lives on despite losing its leader.
I definitely don't think that it's likely to bring about the group's demise.
It has a kill where you are message, encouraging followers to conduct attacks without taking orders from a central authority. That means U.S. forces will keep hunting key targets. Meantime, Syrian Kurdish forces say they joined American troops in an operation hours after al-Baghdadi's death that killed his right-hand man, the group's spokesman. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A former White House national security official defied a House subpoena Monday. Charles Kupperman failed to show up for a scheduled closed-door deposition after asking a federal court in Washington for guidance on whether he was legally required to do so. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says Democrats will not let the White House continue blocking testimony.
We go forward, now armed with additional evidence of obstruction, as well as additional inferences that can be drawn that this witness's testimony would further incriminate the President of the United States.
Democrats are investigating Mr. Trump's overtures to the Ukrainian government to pursue politically motivated investigations, as the administration was also withholding military aid to the country. Turkey's foreign minister says Kurdish forces in Syria have not fully withdrawn from the border territory, as agreed to in a Russia-brokered accord. Turkey will discuss the next steps with Moscow. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.